From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Talks at the UN on a new treaty to ban nuclear weapons got underway Monday. Kim Won-soo is the UN Undersecretary and High Representative for Disarmament Affairs.
This conference is taking place against a backdrop of rising international tensions, renewed arms competition, and an absence of results in disarmament bodies.
Supporters insist little progress has been made in recent years to get rid of such weapons, but dozens of countries signed on to the negotiations, while nearly 40 others, including the U.S., said they will not participate. They also renewed commitment to the 47-year-old nuclear non-proliferation treaty aimed at preventing the spread of both nuclear weapons and its technology. Nikki Haley's the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
There is nothing I want more for my family than a world with no nuclear weapons. But we have to be realistic. Is there anyone that believes that North Korea would agree to a ban on nuclear weapons?
North Korea has conducted a series of nuclear weapons and missile tests with the aim of developing an intercontinental ballistic missile. The UN General Assembly adopted a resolution last December to negotiate a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons, leading to their total elimination. At least 31 Islamist al-Shabaab insurgents were killed by Kenyan troops in a raid Sunday on two bases in the southern Somali region of Jubaland. A Kenyan Defense Forces statement Monday said ground troops were backed up by attack helicopters and artillery fire. The Kenyans also said they captured arms, communications equipment, and uniforms. The militants insist no raid took place. Kenya's military is part of an African Union force in Somalia to bolster counterinsurgency efforts by the Somali army. This is VOA News.